Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide and seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in.
Let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand. The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. The Wolves play Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3 versus Iowa in what may be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at just $11.
Going to come out here, as a matter of fact, we've just tested.
Whoa, hey, Kenny Williams, get out of my update machine, you jerk. That was really rude. That's not what I wanted.
But we're all on the same page.
There we go. Now we are.
And that's what I said.
Thanks, Gar.
You know, we've met. We put the plan in place. Obviously, any plan, it's going to be fluid. And there's going to be different things that arise where you'll have to make decisions. But there's, without a question, we are all on the same page.
There you go. That's Gar.
You did a lot of winning.
Oh, come on. Get the hell out of here. This guy's so rude. That's Gar Forman for you. He's the Bulls' general manager. They have a plan. It's fluid, and they're moving forward. He sent away a bunch of guys yesterday, and they got back a bunch of other guys. But tonight, they're back to action as basketball is back here in Chicago. The Bulls host Phoenix. Game starts at 7. Bobby Portis, he gets a start, and I think that's a good move. Fred Hoiberg, he's not sure about who else is available to play in this one. Elsewhere in the NBA, the 76ers, they announced rookie Ben Simmons, he won't play this season. Also tonight, other games of interest. Celtics play at Toronto, and the Clippers host the Spurs in a late one. In hockey, the Blackhawks started their homestand with a 6-3 win over Arizona. Patrick Kane had a hat trick. Nicklas Jamison, he left the game with an upper body injury. The Blues are at the UC on Sunday. Major League Baseball, Cubs open Cactus League play tomorrow. Rob Zestrizny, Mike Montgomery will start in split squad games. Pedro Strop has agreed to terms on a contract extension through 2018 with a club option for 2019. Also tomorrow, the White Sox take on the Dodgers. Carson Fulmer versus Clayton Kershaw. And in the PGA play, it's the Honda Classic. Ryan Palmer's in the clubhouse at 9 under. He shot a 65 today, so he's your clubhouse leader. Ricky Fowler is one off the pace at 8 under. He shot 66 today. And still on the course at 2 under after 13 is Wesley Bryan, also tied with Ricky Fowler at 8 under. This scoreboard update brought to you by Land Rover. Above and beyond, breaking news on the scores brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. We're also the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Couldn't think of a better person, better pitcher than Mark Burley getting his number retired.
Well, I can think of a whole lot of guys better than him and more deserved than him. I don't know what we're thinking about. No.
Everybody up here at U.S. Cellular. Sox 5 runs, 6 hits. The 2-1 to Bartlett. Swing, chop to short. Ramirez has it, throws. Burling hits the perfect game. His second no-hitter. He no-hits the Tampa Bay Rays. He's mobbed by his teammates. A perfecto.
He did a lot of winning. And he did it with such a class and grace. And as I mentioned, you know, I think in all the years that we were together, I think the only issues that I ever had with him concerned rain delays and tarps and him sliding on.
And we're going to go our Fix the Click a little bit later, but right now our Pick the Click is Dan Hayes from CSNChicago.com. What do you got for us, Danny, my boy?
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Kenny Williams
having some fun.
Shecky Williams out there.
Yeah, why not, time, right? Yeah. Why not? Talking about Mark Burley, the team's decision to honor him by retiring his number.
And I have no idea why we're doing this.
I am only in if Juan Uribe is the master of ceremonies.
Juan Uribe.
Thank you.
He's got to just give him the mic and have him talk about this guy, Bailey. Hey, Bailey. Bailey.
We have to have Dwayne Wise slamming himself into the center field wall, making a great catch on that day as well.
We talked some Cubs. Let's talk some Sox with Dan Hayes of Comcast Sportsnet. He is on Twitter. You can find him at HayesCSN. And he's with us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family. Pick up a Home Run In Pizza tonight. So, Dan, I'm going to ask you the same question I just asked Sahadev Sharma. After a couple of weeks now, what do you know more about the White Sox than you did?
I think, man, that's broad. There's a good energy there. I think that's just natural because you have so many young guys and there's so much talent. It goes without saying when you throw the top eight prospects in an organization in a room at the same time, you're going to have some optimism. But I think even more so with the way the White Sox are now. I mean, a year ago, if you threw the top eight in there, you'd get a few guys you were interested in. Now, you know, with these trades, it's a ton of intrigue. I mean, we're talking, I think MLB.com has Zach Birdie as the number 9 prospect in the organization, and he throws 102 and his sliders really good, and his changeup's 90 miles per hour. And I mean, we saw him blowing some hitters away the other day. I mean, when you think about that, how deep that room is as far as the young talent, it's kind of exciting. I think there's been a little bit of a energy that's been there, that is there now, even more so than the past. I mean, they had really good veterans going into last year, and I think there was plenty of reason for them to be optimistic, and it fell apart quickly. And I think that you see how they're working this year, and it's very development-oriented. And today they skipped an intra-squad game, and, you know, they opted for more work. And Rick Renteria really kind of doubled down on that. He just said, you know, live batting intra-squad game is like 2.5 hours of standing and live batting practice, basically. And, you know, that's good for a little bit, but you can get so much more done when you're doing the other stuff. And it's been, you can see a good foundation kind of forming for these young guys. I think that's probably the thing I've taken away so far.
Who are some of the guys that we may, as fans and people who cover it, kind of lose in the shuffle because their rise or their ascension won't be the same. I liken it to what happened with Al Almora on the north side, where it's like, yeah, not everybody can be Chris Bryant, not everybody can be Kyle Schwarber and Addison Russell, but this is still a damn good player. Is a guy like Tim Anderson or Carson Fulmer going to not get overlooked, but when you look behind you and go, okay, Yoan Moncada's there, a lot of people are excited about Michael Kopech and Lucas Giolito. Like, who are some of the guys that they're going to have to remain in focus, even though we're looking for these other guys a year or 2 years down the road?
Yeah, I think Fulmer is a perfect example. I mean, we're talking about the guy that, after Rodon was in the majors, Fulmer's their number one pitching prospect a year ago, and he's been bumped down now three or four spots. I mean, you look at the guys that they got, and Giolito obviously gets a ton of praise, even though he lost a little shine off his prospect this last year, dropping maybe 10 or 12 spots. But Kopech with the 105, everybody talks about. But, you know, you look at Fulmer, and I think it's going to be interesting to see. He really talks about it being a life-changing talk with Richard Dotson. I'm still trying to get to Richard Dotson. The man's so busy right now to get his take on it. But his last three starts in Charlotte, he felt like everything that he had been needing to do, he started to do. And we'll get a look at him tomorrow in the Cactus League opener against the Dodgers. And, you know, for the guy that they had really high hopes on a year ago, and he struggled, but he was also kind of in the bullpen in a role he wasn't familiar with, and then he wouldn't pitch for 2 weeks. It was a strange time for him to be up. I think he learned a lot from it, though, and he took it back to the minors. So it'll be interesting to see what he can kind of take and if it translates to the field. Also, you know, Ronaldo Lopez hasn't necessarily gotten the same kind of love as Giolito and Kopech. I think he might be Cooper loves him. Don Cooper loves him, and he might be the best pitcher of the bunch. He's not quite physically as imposing as the other guys. He's only 6'1", 185, but, you know, just listening to how he talks, he was telling us that he wasn't trying to overthrow everything. He wanted to hit his spots, and that's something that he took away from his time in the majors last year. And he came up, I think he threw 44 innings for the Nationals, and he also pitched in that playoff game. And he struck out 42 batters. To hear a kid that's 23 talking about knowing how to kind of take away and how important it is to hit spots, I'm imagining that Don Cooper, like, he went straight up the charts for him and became his favorite pet project, because, you know, you don't hear that from a lot of young guys. I mean, we've seen Kopech overthrow early on. He settled down a little bit. He was trying to impress. But for a young guy to come in and kind of have that mindset is a very good thing. It shows how advanced he is.
Young players and an investment in young players often means a non-linear growth process. And as both Don Cooper and Rick Renteria try to figure some of this out, what do you think is the difference between good struggling and bad struggling?
Yeah, that's definitely a good thing. I mean, you look at how Carson Fulmer struggled last year. I think he was able to turn it into some good. There's definitely that fine line for sure, because we see it all the time where a guy comes up and he doesn't look like he should be there. And you wonder if he got rushed too much. And so I think the way they knew that was a guy who could come up and kind of handle that stuff. And just talking to him, he sounds like it. I mean, that was one of the guys that they always praised that way, for how willing he was, how smart he was, how cerebral he was, that he was a guy that they knew that he could come up and take his lumps and still learn from it. And Carlos Rodon is the same way. But you definitely have to kind of draw that line. You have to figure out your people real quick. And they have so many young guys now. I mean, I just ventured over to the minor league camp that they have. And, you know, we're talking about all these kids in the major league camp. And you look at Dane Dunning. He's one of the kids that came over in that trade from the Nationals for Adam Eaton. And out there, Alec Hanson was out there today, Luis Basabe. And they've got so many kids that they've got to learn. And I think that's one of the things that they've really focused on, that player development side. You saw it by them bringing up Nick Capper and making him the third base coach. They made Kurt Hassler their bullpen coach. They're so focused on that. I think they're trying to get a good grasp on all these guys, because you've got so many parts and you have to figure out, hey, who's going to sink, who's going to swim. And there is a lot of that. But the great thing, no matter what, is there's leeway. Lucas Giolito talked about that he is really excited about the leeway he has with the White Sox. I think he probably was a case of the bad struggling hurt him a little bit last year. I mean, he got away from himself with the Nationals. I wrote about this yesterday, but You know, they sent him from 8 different teams. Like, he'd be up for a game with the Nationals. He started Double A. He went to the Nationals. He pitched 2 games with the Nationals, but they were 10 or 11 days apart. Then he goes to Triple A. Then he goes to Double A again. Then he goes to Single A. I mean, he was moved all over the place last year, and he felt like he got away from himself. And I think that you really have to watch that kind of stuff, because those struggles maybe to the point where he sat in September and pitched twice, and I don't think that maybe he got a lot from that. I mean, he talks about it. I think he likes the idea that he's going to be able to struggle a little bit in the majors with the White Sox, but there's not that pressure of trying to win now. And I think that's going to be a very interesting challenge for this team with so many new players.
Dan Hayes from CSN Chicago joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. What's the biggest difference or departure in the atmosphere with the absence of Chris Sale?
You know, I actually, it's still a very veteran clubhouse, and that's the one thing. You know, they're still not really that bad of a team. Obviously, they've lost 80 games, 86, 89, all those high totals the last couple of years, and they had Chris Sale, they had Adam Eaton. You look around the clubhouse, and there's still a really decent veteran presence with Frazier, with David Robertson, with Jose Quintana, guys that had voices in that clubhouse last year, and there certainly is a drop-off. I mean, Chris Sale is one of the last guys to have the connection to the Mark Burley era, and that's obviously something the White Sox have always really been big on, is the lessons that Burley taught. And so it's a little strange not having him there, but at the same time, there really is still a solid veteran presence, and that could affect them unless they are able to trade these guys. I mean, you know, obviously they want a better draft pick for next season, 2018. And right now, I don't know that they are that much worse. I mean, obviously on paper, you look at Adam Eaton and Chris Sale, and those are guys that were worth about 12 wins above replacement last year. But at the same time, I think there's a sense that some of the team underachieved. I don't think Todd Frazier is that same hitter next year, or this season, with runners in scoring position. I think you'll see them still be around that same level unless they trade some of these guys off.
And you could look at that WAR number, but also there should be some metric for just being insufferably annoying. And I would have to think that regardless of what their actual impact, measurable impact is on the field, that it's just going to be a nicer place to be around, and maybe certainly make it easier, like you say, on a manager who can rely for now on some of that veteran leadership rather than having to be a more forceful and active presence in the clubhouse.
Yeah, I mean, last year was definitely tough. You know, the players love Sale, too. I've never heard a bad word. And teammate-wise, I mean, I think we were talking about it last year when the LaRoche stuff happened, when Sale went to bat for LaRoche and just destroyed the front office in that rant. He probably earned himself a first ballot, unanimous vote, all-time Hall of Fame teammate right there. And so I think they're going to miss him in that regard. But absolutely, it was a tough year. I mean, it was chaotic at times throughout the season. You know, we heard about fights a little bit. We heard about, obviously, the jersey cutting incident happened. Spring training, they were boycotting games or about to boycott games. And I think for sure there's a little bit less of that volatile nature in there this season. I mean, Adam Eaton and Chris Sale were two of the most respected guys, and they were fired up about things that were happening. So it definitely is going to be a different era in there, different atmosphere for sure.
We heard Kenny Williams at the beginning of this segment joking around about Mark Burley Day and how, you know, he doesn't know why they're having it for him. So we don't hear the softer side of Kenny very often, but his presence, you know, knowing now the direction that they're going in and trading off players is the goal. Has his presence been any different? I know he's still got the golf cart. I know he's still riding around with the people he likes talking baseball, but has his presence been any different these first couple of days of training camp?
No, I think it's very much the same. Talking to both Rick and Kenny about this, they've both kind of advocated this direction for a while, but I think it took convincing Jerry. And I think that everybody is kind of, they're happy. They're wanting to do this. They've been wanting to do this. They knew with all the pieces they had, it just wasn't working, and they didn't want to keep trying to just piece it together and hoping stuff worked. They'd rather go out and trade away all these assets and get a number of players so that, you know, you look at the Cubs and, man, if option A and B don't work out, you still got C, D, and E. And I think if the White Sox are able to keep going down this path, they're going to be able to do that because they started with a much better roster than the Cubs had when they began theirs. You know, the Cubs worked some really good trades when they were able to flip the Feldmans and guys on one-year deals for Jason Hamill comes to mind with that Samardzija trade. I mean, you're able to turn around some of these guys and move them and get max value out of them. But the White Sox, with the roster that they started with to trade down from, you know, both Rick and Kenny have said it this last week, you know, how are we losing with that group? And so you get the sense that they're very happy, both of them complacent with where they are, the direction they're headed in. And it's funny, you mentioned the Burley. And, I mean, I think that if you talk to the fan base, a lot of them, not everybody, but if you talk to the majority of fans, I get the sense that people are happy along the lines, too. I mean, you move in this direction. You decide to rebuild. People have been wanting that forever. They backed it up with Mark Burley's number retirement. I mean, that's been as popular of a move as I can remember in my 5 years on the beat right now, aside from maybe Canerco's retirement. And I mean, it's a good time for the White Sox right now. They're doing what they want to do, and they have a lot of talent. And you can sense that they're excited, even though they know it's still a couple years away.
I loved season two of Flip the Feldmans, by the way, and then it just wasn't the same after that. Real quick, we got about 30 seconds here. Is James Shields salvageable, and if so, how?
He's going to have to rely more on off-speed stuff, I think. He's not going to be able to blow it past guys. Coop thinks he has the stuff. Shields is definitely upbeat, but it's spring training, so it's going to be hard to say, but I think if he relies on that curve a little bit more. That was a good pitch to get swings and misses on. And, you know, just keep the fastball down. It's going to be interesting. That's a very big storyline, obviously, because they don't have a lot of depth beyond Quintana, guys who have pitched a lot of innings.
Dan, we appreciate it. I know we'll be talking a lot more Sox as we get closer and into the season. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me.
That is Dan Hayes of Comcast Sportsnet.
Yeah. Dan Hayes is on the list of most improved guests over the last couple of years, man. Dan has turned himself into quite not only the sports talker, but a guy who's knowledgeable about everything that's going on in that clubhouse.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein, and if you want to come say hello, you can, because we are at the 34th annual Chicago
Boat Show.
No, we're not at the boat show. Oh. We're at the golf show.
Yeah.
Presented by French Lick Resort, and we are at the Donald D. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. I have no idea where I parked my car, but that's not an issue for right now. You can find incredible deals here, your favorite clubs, balls, shoes, apparel, and more. They're free putting lessons right in front of us. We've got a little putting green set up here where you can win prizes. Yep. There are accredited PGA pros behind us teaching all kinds of people all kinds of things, and you can buy pants.
Yes, there is a aisle of pants across the way from us, so if you don't have any pants on, come on down to the golf show and get yourself some pants.
He lived in the sand at the Isle of Pants.
Yeah, the place for great deals if you're a non-country club golfer, or even if you are, you can stock up for the upcoming golf season, as Dan mentioned. Clubs, balls, shoes, shirts, bags, ball retrievers, my favorite kind of dog.
I just have to check with Miska to make sure he got the Happy Jack reference.
I got it.
Okay. Tees, yeah. Propane tanks, and more. They're selling propane tanks in here? Wow, that's what I'm talking about. The golf show doing it big. Are there brothers who just need to grill on like the 12th hole or something like that? What is going on? I didn't know propane tanks.
I missed that part of golf.
Yeah,
where's the barbecue?
I got the text from our guy Barry Cronin. He said, "Hey, we got propane tanks that we're selling out here." Oh, good. Come on out to the golf show if you're running low on some propane.
I'm very, very excited about compressed liquid gas.
Hey, listen, you gotta get in where you fit in.
You got a guy selling meat out of his trunk, too?
Yeah, meat man, bread man, steak man.
So here's tanks.
Come on out to the golf show. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. And there's some hockey news. The Blackhawks got somebody who could get dominated in the afternoons, and we'll tell you next right here on 670 The Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Pat Perez, a PGA Tour vet who essentially grew up with Tiger Woods and battled with him going all the way back to the juniors, finally said what so many other tour pros think but do not have the stones to say, that Eldrick is cooked.
But the bottom line is he knows he can't beat anybody. I mean, it's a guy shot 77. That guy can't shoot 77.
No.
You know, and then what does he do the next day? On my back's going. He knows he can't beat anybody.
There's nothing about what Perez said that is not true or isn't fair. He's just the only one that matters that is willing to say it. And no sooner than he did, the cat's honks reared up and came hard for Perez. But he's right. If Woods can't sit at a table and answer a few questions from the media, how is this guy going to pick up a club, much less swing it? Don't kill the messenger, especially when the message is right and the cat is all wrong. I'm Jim Rome.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, if you're looking for a great deal on a mattress, right now is a great time at the Mattress Firm President's Day sale.
Hi, you're Matt at Matacola.
Yeah, I am. You know what? I was having an issue, an audio issue here, Danny. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I just want to make sure you knew who you were.
Yeah, there are things that are going on weird in here. I'm trying to play Gar Foreman earlier, and I got Kenny Williams coming out of my machine. I got no sound. Go ahead, Dan. Tell people who you are.
Go away. Right, back over there by the putting green.
Sorry. Go get your lesson. I got it. All right. I got no pants. Jay, grab me a pair of pants, will you?
The Pants Show.
Thank you.
The President's Day sale.
Yeah, go ahead. You're Dan Bernstein.
Through Sunday, you can save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. That's what I have, and I can tell you, it's amazing. And I didn't really appreciate how amazing it was. I thought, yeah, sure, it's fine. Let's do this. It'll be great. And then every day I've had it thinking, boy, am I glad I have this mattress. Because you don't go back from having something that good and that sort of customizable to whatever you need.
Well, there's two things to keep in mind. They have queen sets for as low as $179.99. Also, you can sleep happy, Dan, with no interest financing for 5 years. So maybe something you thought was out of your budget might work well into your budget now with that no interest financing.
Buy now, you can save up to $300 on select Tempur-Pedic mattresses, up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets, but prices will go up on February 28th, so now is the time to get in there to one of the many mattress firms near you or convenient to you.
So you go to mattressfirm.com, that's where you find the location nearest you. Get in there and let the sleep experts help you. They'll walk you through their very simple process. They're going to ask you some questions, you're going to lay down on some beds, they're going to see what you like, what you don't like, and then you're going to go on to the next bed, and eventually you're going to find the one that best suits your sleep style. I'm telling you, they're not going to sell you something you don't need. They're not going to push you into a mattress that you don't want. They're going to help you find what you do need to sleep happy every night. So take advantage of the President's Day sale at Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Sunday. The NCISLA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never. And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS
this Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. This week in 2002, the Bee Gees made their last ever concert appearance. This week in 2003, 100 people died in a club pyrotechnics accident at a Great White concert. This week in 2009, President Obama honored Stevie Wonder with the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize. That same week in 2009, Rihanna issued a statement thanking fans for their support after an alleged assault by her at-the-time boyfriend, Chris Brown.
When a hostage is taken...
Help!
You pay, or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angels Memorial.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son? Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub? A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Visit hum.com today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves play Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3 versus Iowa in what may be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at $11. The Bulls are back in action after the All-Star break. They host Phoenix tonight at 7. Bobby Portis will start. Elsewhere in the NBA, the 76ers have announced rookie Ben Simmons won't play this season. Also tonight, other games of interest, the Celtics play at Toronto, and the Clippers host the Spurs in a late one. In hockey, the Blackhawks acquired forward Tomáš Jurko from the Detroit Red Wings in exchange for a third-round pick in the 2017 draft. It's an off day today and tomorrow with the Blues in town on Sunday. Major League Baseball, Cubs open Cactus League play tomorrow. Rob Zestrizny, Mike Montgomery will start in split squad games. Pedro Strop has agreed to terms on a contract extension through 2018 with a club option for 2019. Also tomorrow, the White Sox take on the Dodgers. Carson Fulmer versus Clayton Kershaw. And PGA, the Honda Classic, Ryan Palmer, he's your leader in the clubhouse, 9-under after firing a second round 65. Ricky Fowler is one off the lead after another 66 today. Wesley Bryan is also 8-under. He's 2-under today through 15. Imagine up to 2 years of totally cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4550 multifunction printer comes with enough ink for up to 2 years. That's up to 8,000 pages, totally cartridge-free. Visit Epson.com/EcoTank. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
The scoreboard update was brought to you by Epson.
In 2 years...
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the Big League.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
And the Hawks have a new player. His name is Tomas Yurko.
Tomas Yurko.
Yeah.
He's a wing.
Put him on the vanilla line.
And they sent Vinny Hinostroza back to Rockford. And apparently Tomas Yurko was going to be a restricted free agent and told the Red Wings he wasn't going to re-sign there. So they felt they needed to trade him.
They're starting to sell off pieces, right? The Red Wings, what are they, like 10, 11 points out of a playoff spot. My guy that I follow on Twitter for my Red Wings information is, no, I'm for real, is a guy named Prashant Iyer. Okay. He breaks down the game pretty good. He's part of a blog out there, too. Winging It for Motown. Winging It Motown, actually, is the blog name. And he's really good. He's kind of like the guys over at Blackhawks Breakdown. Like, he's their version of that.
So. The guys that faxed us from Uncle Dale that used to be the committed Indian. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, just trying to read up on Tomas Yurko. And it says he's a fourth liner.
It's actually Tomas.
Tomas?
Tomas.
Mosh.
Yurko.
Mosh.
Tomas.
Like a mosh pit?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just reading the official
like
pronunciation.
Sean Connery is announcing Tomas.
Something in here don't react like a bullet.
Now I'm going to have to imagine Sean Connery doing Blackhawks games. All right, Tomas.
Tree.
In a turd. All right, so Tomas Yurko is a fourth liner. Big dude, 6'2", 190 pounds.
Only 24 years old, some upside value.
16 healthy scratches.
16 healthy scratches.
You don't want those infected scratches. Those can get messy on you. But he's a big dude, I guess. I don't know how much he's going to play.
He's a native of Kosice, Slovakia.
Okay. And he's the brother to Ersan Ilyasova.
No, that would be the worst possible thing.
This from Cap Friends.
Ilyasova, is he a Slovakian?
I don't know. I just hear names. I just throw them into different categories, different bags.
Ilyasova was brought here from hell to torment me.
Basketball hell or regular hell?
No, he was sent from actual hell.
This is food for thought. Since the bye week roster moves on February 12th, Blackhawks have saved $126,000 in cap space. Yurko required $225,000 in space. So he's a guy who's making, $950,000 this year. Don't know how much of an impact he's going to have, but with the young players playing the way they have, you know, you throw another guy out there. I've been reading up on some of the people who cover the Blackhawks this year. Like Tracy Meyer says, you know, it worked with Panic. It could work with him. So, you know, pie in the sky type thing, you know, low risk. Maybe a high reward if he gets his act together, but that's what I got on Tomas Yurko.
And Ersan Ilyasova is from Turkey, but he is the son of Crimean Tatar parents.
Tatar?
Yes, he was a. What was the word? That was in the crossword puzzle today, the Tatars. It was like the.
Yeah?
It had to do with something about the marauding horde or something.
Marauding whores?
No! Stop it. Now you're just.
I know.
Stop.
Let's anyway, say you're hello. Supposed to be punchy. I'm punchy today.
This is Kevin on the score. Hi, Kevin.
Hello. Hello, guys.
Hey, boys. Hey, Danny. Hey, Goff. Nice. You're doing a nice job there keeping Burns.
Hey, Danny,
in it,
Goff.
Hey. Yeah. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Hey, just real quick on the White Sox. This is not a rebuild. All they did was get rid of the two malcontents. And
six prospects
still there.
Yeah, but they got a boatload of prospects.
Kev, they got a bunch of prospects, man.
It's kind of like a head. What do you think?
No, it's not.
Well, I mean, do you think that Jose Abreu and Quintana and those guys will be here a year from now? I mean, you don't think they're going to trade those guys off too?
Yeah, Quintana's going to be gone.
But it's just kind of a head. Kind of like
no, it's not. It isn't. They've been completely transparent about it, and they're going to move these other guys too.
Kevin, what are you worried about though? Are you worried that the Sox are going to try to win with young players? Like
Do you think they're lying to you about what they're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Just like the Bulls.
Why would you? No.
Same family.
Same thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, don't start with this whole thing. It's just all right, Rick Hunt. It's just that doesn't make any sense. Rick Hunt has told you exactly what he's doing, and then he started doing it, and he also told you why he hasn't traded Quintana yet.
There it is.
Yeah, that's.
You shouldn't have concerns, Kevin.
I mean, let it play out.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know what? It hasn't worked in the last 7 years, 8 years, or something like that. So they're trying something different, and I'm cool with it. And if you can deal with the losing for the next couple of years, 2-3 years, and let Yoan Moncada and Zach Birdie and Zach Collins and all the Zachs come up and impact the team, this is the ride that you're going to be on now. Kevin, you're one of those guys that has been asking for it. Sounds like you've been asking for it, so let it happen.
And to call it a head fake and then accuse them of lying to you, you're just looking for things to
yeah. It's not like they're going to go out there and trade for Andrew McCutchen, you know, at the trade deadline like that. Like if something like that, if the Sox go out and get themselves a vet at the trade deadline, like a buyer would, then I'll say, all right, they head faked you. They pump faked you on this. But no, I think Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams have picked the route that they're going to go, and they're executing that plan.
Didn't you want to get to some bad NBA trades?
Yeah, I did. I good. Did want to get to some bad NBA trades.
Good. Let's do
the crossover.
That.
Yeah, the crossover in Sports Illustrated documented some of the worst NBA trades of all time.
All right, I have a couple off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. And the Bulls are involved in three of them.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay, good.
We'll do that after this on 670 The Score.
You made it through the winter, Cubs fans. Spring training baseball is here.
It's got a chance. Gone.
Time to talk Cubs baseball.
Grand slam. Grand slam, Addison Russell.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he going to stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blaze is an email.
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Cabela's.
It's a Hall of Fame weekend right here at the Chicago Golf Show, presented by French Lick Resort, featuring baseball Hall of Famers and golf lovers Tim Raines and Ryne Sandberg. These days, Raines and Rhino have traded their legendary bats for golf clubs. The Chicago Golf Show is February 24th through the 26th here at the Donnelly Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Everyone gets a free round of golf courtesy of Golf Visions. Get incredible deals on clubs, balls, shoes, apparel, and more. Hit the latest clubs and learn about custom fitting. Take a free lesson from an Illinois PGA pro. Check out hundreds of golf destinations. Introduce the kids to the game of a lifetime. February 24th through the 26th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Come check out Hall of Famers Tim Raines and Ryne Sandberg and get free golf. The original, the biggest, the best, the Chicago Golf Show. For tickets, go to chicagogolfshow.com.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angel's Memorial.
At Angel's Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Okay, it's got to be the LaMarcus Aldridge one, right? For Tyrus Thomas?
That is one of them. The Bulls trade LaMarcus Aldridge to the Blazers for Tyrus Thomas and
Victor Kriapa.
Look at you. Yeah, Victor Kriapa. I believe he went on to win some Russian League championships. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not joking about that.
Pie eating contest.
Yes, he was a doughy man.
Like the soccer goalie that did you see that? They made a bet and then he ate a meat pie.
Yeah, he went in the stands. Yeah, I think he got in trouble for that too.
He got fired.
St. Louis Hawks trade rights to Bill Russell to the Celtics for Cliff Hagen and Ed McCauley.
How about the Alcindor trade, where they end up with, what, Junior Bridgman?
You see? You are the unstumpable one.
Because that's bad. Yeah. When you give the other team Lou Alcindor, and the Bucks, crown jewel was Junior Bridgman, right?
Bucks trade Lou Alcindor and Walt Wesley to the Lakers for Junior Bridgman, Dave Myers, and Elmore Smith.
Dum, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, exactly. Philadelphia traded Jerry Chambers, Archie Clark, and Daryl Imhoff for Wilt Chamberlain. That's a tough go-to, although Daryl Imhoff played for. Raptors trade Andrea Bargnani for Steve Novak, Marcus Camby, Quentin Richardson in a 2016 first round and 2014 and 2017 second rounder. So one guy went for seven players.
What about Vlade for Kobe?
That is in here as well. That is at the top of the list. Draft day trade of Kobe Bryant to the Lakers for Vlade Divac. I believe he was number 12 or 13 overall. We can also throw in there 76ers trade Charles Barkley to the Suns for Jeff Hornacek, Tim Perry, and Andrew Kang. Not King, but Kang. Andrew Kang.
The Wrath of Kang.
Thunder trade James Harden to the Rockets for Kevin Martin, Jeremy Lamb, and two first-round picks. The Supersonics trade Scottie Pippen to the Bulls for Olden Polonies. This is a bad one there. Right here.
Yeah, but that was sort of prearranged, right? It's not like they did.
You picked my guy.
Yeah, that wasn't really a trade because we don't want that. Yeah.
Clippers trade Baron Davis, an unprotected 2011 first-round pick, to the Cavs for Mo Williams and Jamario Moon. That pick became Kyrie Irving.
Ooh.
Yeah. Bucks trade Dirk Nowitzki and Pat Garrity to the Mavericks for Robert Traylor.
That was a draft night deal.
Mm-hmm. Nets trade Keith Bogans, Marshawn Brooks, Chris Humphries, Chris Joseph, Gerald Wallace, a 2014 first-round draft pick, a 2016 first-round draft pick, and a pick swap for the 2017 season and a 2018 first-round pick to the Celtics for Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Jason Terry, and DJ White. Obviously, that didn't work out for the Nets. And
effort trying to win the 2008 title again.
And also, the third one that the Bulls are involved in, Spurs trade Dennis Rodman to the Chicago Bulls for Will Perdue. So you got the Bulls involved in three of those.
So they win one of them.
Yeah, they won the Dennis Rodman one, but there have been some awful trades, and the trade deadline doesn't really give you that anymore because it's all about cap relief, not talent.
Scott is in Roselle. He's on the Score.
Hey, guys. Love the Score. Love you guys. I was wondering, what if Bears, instead of going for Garoppolo from New England, which they're probably pay out the nose for, would it be cheaper and easier for them to get A.J. McCarron from the Bengals?
Well, a lot of things would be cheaper and easier, but you're probably getting a guy who's not as good.
Yeah, do you think he's good, Scott?
I don't know. I mean, they played about the same amount of time, really.
Yeah, but tenure in the league doesn't.
I never thought he was that good. I always thought he's a guy who would develop into a career backup.
And that's fine. You know, that's what Alabama quarterbacks usually develop into.
The answer is yes, it would be cheaper and easier.
Right.
But you're
would you be better?
You don't have as much upside.
Yeah. Now where are you on the Garoppolo thing?
I don't want to give up the top pick, but if there's some collection of the other picks, why not? Sure. You need a guy.
Take a stab.
Spin the wheel, get a guy. Maybe he sucks. Maybe he doesn't.
How about this Mitch Trubisky stuff? It's like the NBA combine is ringing true with an NFL draftee where people don't think he's as tall as he says he is on his bio. I think he's listed at 6'5", 6'4". A lot of guys are, you know, thinking to themselves, Mitch Trubisky might be a little man at 6'1" or 6'2".
He's 5'4".
Right, he shows up.
Wait a second here. He's like Dowell Loggins.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually Dowell Loggins who shows up.
And by the way, Andrew Lang.
Mm-hmm.
Not Andrew Kang.
It said Andrew Kang on here. So I'm going to go with Andrew Kang.
If it's pronounced Gung, actually, right?
Right, exactly. Well, you want to stay away from that name altogether, right? I mean, he's
Jung Ho.
Yeah, he likes to slap him around and get rapey with it, right?
And drive drunk and all. That's
Will Smith's new song, by the way, getting rapey with
that
it.
That is... typical baseball thug.
Yeah.
Right?
Jung Ho Gung.
Austin, Texas. This is Kurt on the Score.
Hey, guys. So I know this is not the time to talk hockey, but I was looking at this.
What time is that?
This is not the time to do hockey.
Kurt, what time
exactly.
is that?
Exactly. Well, so I was looking at this Yurko signing or the trade, and it looks like that would allow us to, or the Blackhawks, to protect. Oh, good one. To protect Ryan Hartman.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true because he's a restricted free agent.
Yeah, I think they would have to sign him, but I think from what I've read that would allow us to at least get closer to protecting Ryan Hartman, because as of a couple weeks ago, no one was really sure how they were going to handle the situation.
Is he referring to the expansion draft?
Right.
Second-year eligible players?
Right. The Hartman at that point, you'd have to find some sort of shield to keep a guy like Hartman from being exposed to becoming a Las Vegas
Golden Shower.
Golden Nugget,
something like that.
All right, Kurt.
Thank you, Kurt, for your hockey information. There it is.
Okay.
I mean, anybody can come on the show and say anything hockey, and you're like, all right, sounds about right.
Yep. If either Tomáš Jurko or Ryan Hartman walked up to us, I wouldn't know. They probably have.
Nah.
Especially if they're like a 60-year-old white guy.
Oh, dude, there are some pants getting... There's some belts getting close to navels around here. I don't know if the post-lunch crowd likes to have their pants up to their nipples, but it's getting closer and closer as we get further into the afternoon.
No, this has been a great day at the golf show.
Oh, no, I didn't say it hasn't been great.
I'm telling you.
Some guys...
It's like the agents in The Matrix where every third person is Barry Rosner. Not that guy.
No.
He would aspire to be Barry Rosner. That's saying something. that really...
you do not stand up to the physical fitness of one Barry Rosner.
Did you see old Score guy Rory Spears?
Yeah. I used to see Rory at the UC all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, before they got me up out of there.
Long time golf guy.
Yeah.
Looking like totally golfy.
Oh, dude. He's got his pants. He's got his golf windbreaker on. Yeah. He's looking good. He's got his hair slicked back. He's doing his thing.
Yep. This is...
Quit yelling.
There's like all the golf people are out at the golf show
the golf
where they
zombies.
Should be.
Did you didn't see when they opened the gates to this thing? Like, I was out there at, like, 11:45 before it opened up at noon, and you just got, like, the packs of people just pressed up against each other, and you think when you open up the gates, you're just going to see guys running in, like when you saw during the Cubs World Series celebration mm-hmm. or the Hawks thing at Soldier Field, and you just see guys briskly walking, making sure their, you know, their prosthetic hips aren't out of place, and making sure that they can get their golf pants.
Some cool stuff. It's like custom club design, and they're mm-hmm. tailoring stuff to you. And like the drivers where you can dial like the angle and all that stuff. And
it's cheating.
It's cheating?
Yeah.
Why? As long as it's USGA allowable.
Well, you have a club that you can
adjustable drivers. I don't know exactly what if you're adjusting the angle of the face or the elasticity or something. Yeah.
So you can have illegal. One club be like three or four clubs in your bag?
Not really. It just gives you driver options, yeah. I guess.
I need to get myself a bag. I don't. My clubs are at my mom's house, so I need to have a city bag of clubs. My mom's all the way out in the burbs up north, so I gotta. You know, if I do want to get out, I don't have to drive an hour and 15 minutes to go pick up some golf clubs, and by the time I pick them up, I'm tired, I'm sleepy, I'm stupid, and I don't want to go out and play golf.
Yeah, but that's where the golf courses are.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, I want to play, you know, South Shore or, you know, go by
Evanston. Canal Shores in Evanston? Yeah, we'll go walk Evanston. Up by the Baha'i Temple. It's a nice course.
Glenview, yeah, somewhere around there. I got to find some things. This summer is going to be the summer of golf. I'm telling you now. Why I'm going to get out at least 4 or 5 times this summer, running away from the kid and the fiance. That's what it is.
That's it. What, you people have stood in my way long enough.
Yeah.
I'm going golfing.
Yeah. Can you golf with the baby carrier on you?
No.
No?
No.
Can't.
Little range of motion problem there, I think.
Come on, man. No. Oh, better people have gotten around those things. Kidding me? I'm going to do it.
That's Jason Goffin.
Whacking my head and my baby in the head.
Inspired golfer. I might go get a putting lesson during the break here, see if I can run one in with a nice little Scotty Cameron $300 putter there. What do you think?
All right, let's do it. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. You're listening to 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver. Multicar, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Like, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely. The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll agree to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans, one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
This week in music history. This week in 2002, the Bee Gees made their last ever concert appearance. This week in 2003, 100 people died in a club pyrotechnics accident at a Great White concert. This week in 2009, President Obama honored Stevie Wonder with the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize. That same week in 2009, Rihanna issued a statement thanking fans for their support after an alleged assault by her at-the-time boyfriend, Chris Brown.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first.